There have been better teams in the history of Carolina basketball. Several have advanced further in the tournament than this season's Tar Heels did. But what made this group special to head coach Hubert Davis was how all the different parts, which came from different schools and ranged in age from 18 to 25 years old, all embodied his ideals of connectedness on and off the basketball court.
You've got guys that come in here as transfers and they dove right into what this place is all about. So much so that you don't even think that they've been here for 1 year. You feel like they've been here for 4 years. So the commitment of this team from the start to have wanted to be a team is the thing that has blown me away and has restored my faith that you can't have a bunch of guys in a locker room that genuinely enjoy being around each other and celebrate the success of others and really want to be a team.
Cormac Ryan, who transferred to Carolina from Notre Dame, had shown one final proof of Davis's faith just minutes earlier. RJ Davis had been asked about his 0-of-9 shooting performance from three. Davis was struggling to get words out when Ryan stepped in to deliver this message.
There's just not a true fiber in your being that could actually believe that anything that happened tonight could be the result of something RJ did wrong, because RJ's done something incredible for this team. He's done stuff that's never been done before. He's one of the greatest Tar Heels of all time, and for anybody to come and say anything negative about RJ is unacceptable, and I'm going to just say that.
Davis is a graduating senior at Carolina, but is part of the last generation of players who can use the fifth COVID year and return to Chapel Hill next season. He has not yet announced a decision. Davis will always be connected to Armando Bacot, who has now fully exhausted his collegiate eligibility. Bacot, who came to the program when Roy Williams was head coach and nobody knew what COVID was, has experienced perhaps the greatest difference between highs and lows during his time at Carolina. From the low of the 2020 season, to the high of the epic Final Four victory over Duke, to the low of the disappointing 2023 campaign, and back to the high of a number one seed this season, Bacot has seen it all. He said this season in particular will always be special to him.
I mean, I wouldn't change anything that happened all year. It was a special year just with teammates, coaches. I mean, it was just, for me personally, a restored sense of funness. Just my love for the game just grows so much. My faith this year has grown a lot, and I'm going to miss everything about just being with this team, the coaches. I've been knowing Coach Davis since I was 15 years old, and knowing this is the last time I'll play for him, it definitely hurts.
RJ Davis's jersey will soon be raised into the Dean Smith Center rafters by virtue of his ACC Player of the Year win. Bacot doesn't currently fill any requirements to have his jersey honored, but those within the program have indicated something may be tweaked to accommodate Carolina's all-time leading rebounder. It would be more than fitting to see number 4 and number 5 beside each other for as long as the Dean Dome stands. Hubert Davis lauded that pair's commitment to his team.
You know, in a time in college basketball where there's so many moving parts and so many changes, you had two players that you couldn't ask for them to be as successful as they have been for 4 and 5 years respectfully at the same institution. Their commitment to Carolina, their commitment to this program and the community, those are the things that my hope is talked about more, about guys staying committed to the process.
And now begins a new process for the Tar Heels, one which Hubert Davis unequivocally aced last season, filling holes on his roster which seem unfillable. There will never be another Armando Bacot, whose charisma off the court sometimes outshone his tremendous play on it. Should RJ Davis head elsewhere, UNC will have a hard time replacing his offensive capabilities. But that's all a conversation for another day. For now, simply appreciating the good times is enough. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.